Okay, let's see if I can get this into the 3 minute window that I have. I really should buy the audio boo thing that allows you to have extra minutes. Anyway, this is Rob here in Newcastle, everyone. And just responding to what Matt said, and I'll do this one publicly since he did. Those are certainly the experiences as I remember them. As Matt mentioned, the thing with Dorton, you're going back about 6 or 7 years now. It was summer of 05 when I went there, and I stayed for 13 months. And I'd like to have stayed longer if I could, but they certainly had the radio station that was accessible with the Myriad of the time, version 2.0, I think it was. And it sounded like Jaws. They were that was the speech that was being used. You can't be certain, but I would think that it was. And that's the main thing that I would say about that. You know, this we are going back 6 or 7 years here, so quite how things are now, whether the station has changed at all. Maybe it's got better. It could have got worse. I simply couldn't speak to it. But certainly in summer of 06, everything was, accessible, and you could become very proficient with it. As I said to Matt in the original boo that I sent to him, I know that they did get about a 50k grant in the late 90s when the station opened to kit the whole thing out with whatever it would need. And the engineer that they approached to do all that, I think his name was Dave Shelton, I want to say that his name was. This is all off memory, 6, 7 years ago. And one of the guys who I was on the course that I was doing down there, one of the guys I was on that course with spoke to Dave for like a interview that he had to do. And I'm sure I remember Dave telling him that he had some dealings with Classic FM as well in the past, who also used Myriad or used it. So I suppose an engineer of some knowledge at the time. And so I think he must have helped them with everything. So it certainly was doable then. And you would think if it was doable then technology's gone on a bit in 6 or 7 years since I left, hasn't it? So it must be doable now. But at what cost, I wonder? A very prohibitive one, I would imagine. Right, how long have I got? Fucking hell, I've only got 35 seconds. The insight thing, those are the experiences that I had. I don't know whether it was because I was on a week's relief work and they just wanted to make it as easy as possible for me, but certainly that's the experience I had. The producer I had in with me was Rob, who does the Talking Books, Robert Kirkwood, and he was a bloody brilliant bloke. Really nice, great to work with, very accommodating, he was great. And I'm probably going to run out of time again. I've got about 10 seconds left. So, those are the experiences that I had. But, always try and find a way around things.